8 o'clock, so it's time for Sports Time Radio. I am the Big Jack, and with me is Dan the Man.
Yep, and I'm on time and early.
Well, I wouldn't have called it early, but okay.
Go, Cubs, go! Go, Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Cubs are gonna win today. Go, Cubs!
There, I figured I'd surprise you with that since they won this afternoon, you know. and you're cutting your hair. Okay, I see how that goes. If you want to be part of the show, you can call in 646-478-3753 and see what kind of haircut Dan's going to give himself this time. You can email the show, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Of course, you can check out the Sports Time Radio Facebook page, and the blog is on wordpress.com. Just search Sports Time Radio or go from the link on the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. See, there we go.
Thanks.
So Mr. Fantasy should be joining us in about 10 or 15 minutes, so we got that going for us tonight and a lot of other fun stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of sports, I was searching on Craigslist in the sporting goods for sale, and, you know, I found a nice little, good quality workout bench, bench with, he actually had the bar, the Olympic bar, and a bunch of weights, and he was selling it, you know, and of course, I was trying to buy it, so I know he's not listening, because I don't know who this guy is, but respond to the email. I would have bought it, but you're not responding, so sorry, I had to get off my chat.
Is that sports or personal? I'm not quite sure where that really
personal
fits in there.
Personal sports.
So Dan the Man's looking to start working out. So if you got fitness equipment you want to sell him, just contact him, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com, and he will buy it from you.
Well,
so,
I'm looking for, you know, I'm looking for that guy who, you know, bought those weights. And, you know, they're pretty much still brand new, but you think you've had it for at least 2 years.
That's every guy, isn't it? So,
yeah, exactly. So help a brother out.
I think the last time I bought a bench, I ended up hanging clothes on it. So, you know, that was exciting.
I have a whole setup in my garage ready with mirrors.
With mirrors?
Yeah, you know, so you can watch yourself work out, because that's how you do it.
Oh, is it? Well, maybe that's what I'm doing wrong. I don't have any mirrors or any workout stuff.
Yeah.
That's just horrible.
Hey, that's just
terrible.
Yeah. Well, you know,
You were watching the end of the Dodger game last night?
Oh, yeah, and they lost.
Did they end up losing? I didn't see the final score. Yeah, more and more it looks like the Giants are going to end up winning that division. But I saw the one National League team you picked, the Phillies, are actually making a comeback and trying to get involved in this, huh?
Hey, what can you say? What are they, like, 3 games back?
I think I saw they were 3 or 3.5 back, and I was just like, where the hell did these guys come from?
You know, they were the bottom dwellers of the NL East pretty much the whole season. And, I mean, they got rid of Penn. Well, they got rid of Victorino first and then Penn.
Yeah.
You know, which I was surprised they got rid of Penn, you know. But, hey, that was a great pickup for San Francisco, seeing as shortly afterwards, you know, Melky is, you know, gone. So,
yeah.
I did hear something interesting. I don't understand this. It didn't happen, but maybe you can explain a little bit of it. It doesn't make any sense to me, but apparently the O's, who are playing the A's tonight, they were interested in Juan and Pierre. But here's the thing. If they were to trade, or you know, however the system works, if they were to acquire Juan and Pierre, he would not be eligible for the playoffs. So,
correct.
I don't understand how that works, or why would you even bother, you know?
Well, you got to remember, they just had Nick Markakis got hit and broke a thumb. I believe he's going to be out 6 weeks. And he obviously was a huge part to their team, you know, to their success. So they're kind of looking for a veteran to replace them. You know, and obviously Pierre's cheap because, you know, the Phillies signed him to a minor league deal at the beginning of the year.
He's probably on veteran minimum.
He's probably on veteran minimum, and it wouldn't cost them much to bring him in, and I'm sure they wouldn't have to give up much to get him. Just some lower minor league prospect.
I would take his salary.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, you and me both could take a salary and split it, and we'd still be okay. But yeah, you know, they just. You know, obviously they need to fill, but yeah, with the Phillies magically back in the race, you know, I don't see them moving him because they need him as much as anybody else does.
Yeah, well, you know, and not only that, you know, the Cardinals made such a big run last season that everyone, you know, nobody's counting out teams like they used to, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, if you can get in, you know, you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
you know, whichever pitching staff gets hot is the team that's going to win it.
Yeah. Do you think that this, you know, it's only one game, but, you know, it seems to me that this one that's just, you know, what I think a lot of people thought was stupid, but this one game playoff is becoming a big deal. And I think generating a lot more excitement this season.
Well, yeah, that extra wild card spot has made it much more exciting for, you know, a lot of teams. You know, otherwise, you know, it would just be kind of like, okay, great, you know, I think it would probably be Baltimore and the Yankees. You know, one would win the division, the other would get the wild card. So, you know, this way there's a second team involved, you know, all of a sudden, and, who knows what happens with them.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. I didn't think it was going to make such a big impact, I guess, in the beginning when they announced it. But, you know, as we kind of roll up the rest of this season, which, we're at the 14th of September. So that means there's less than 20 days of baseball left. So.
Yeah, I think I saw most teams have 19 or 20 games left. So.
Mm-hmm.
We may even get a couple game, you know what, 163s, because there may be some ties that have to be decided.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a tie for that, you know, second wild card spot, or if the Sox and the Tigers end up with a one game playoff because they both suck. So, yeah, come on, I know you laugh, but let's face it, that division's an embarrassment.
And it shouldn't be, but it shouldn't, I mean... Well, you know, we all, I think everyone in baseball just thought Tigers, Central, whatever. You're right. I mean, you know, it is. It's probably the weakest division. So.
Oh, yeah. Not even probably. It is. There's no doubt it's the worst division in baseball. And, you know, I mean, you know, you give the White Sox credit for, you know, hanging around and, you know, playing as well as they did because they've done a lot better than anybody expected.
Oh, they did better than Kenny Williams.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they have got to close. You know, they could be 8 or 10 games in front in this division if they would have just played ball. And, you know, it's like, come on, you know, you got a game lead. And, you know, luckily they went to Minnesota for the weekend, so they should win some games. But,
yeah. Well, you know, even in the years past, the last few years, minus last year, but – you know, the AL Central with the White Sox, the Indians, and the Twins was always, I don't know, it came down to the wire, and it was always exciting. And, you know, I blame the AL Central for this, the second wild card, which, you know, maybe it's a good blame, you know, as we look at it. But, I don't know, even this year, though, the White Sox and the Tigers, they're playing each other, and it's just, you know, it's not even exciting to watch this year. You know, I'd rather watch somebody else, where a couple of years ago, you know, when the Cubs were out of it in September, let's watch the AL Central, because you got the Sox, the Twins, and the Indians just tearing it up. But, you know, when you got the Tigers and the White Sox at the top of the board, and they can't hold their own against the Royals, it makes it hard to watch, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's always one of those things you kind of like, yeah, great, this game's on, now I got to watch this, oh boy.
Oh. Yeah. Well, you know, and you know, the Hawk, and my dad says that Steve Stone is Mr. Negative, which I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I like Stone because, you know, he's a smart baseball guy. You know, I mean, the guy knows his stuff. So he's interesting for me to listen to, but he is a tad negative. But, you know, that's his personality. I mean, come on, he was with the Cubs for how long? That's got to bring anybody down. So, you know, the Hawk is one of those guys, either you can listen to him or you can't. And, like, he doesn't bother me as much as I know he bothers some people. So, you know, I don't think Mr. Fantasy has a problem listening to him.
Well, yeah, well, I don't know. I still think, you know, if the White Sox want to make some major moves, they need to pull out of Dodgers and get a TV deal.
Yeah, well, you know, every team is going to start looking for that now. You know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, we've talked about this. If you don't have cable in Chicago, good luck, you know, and if you do have cable, good luck finding what team or what channel the Cubs or the Sox are on, because you got to go through at least 6 channels to find it. And then they've become, you know, the way both teams, well, honestly, it seems the way both teams are playing, they don't even get the quote-unquote national network, you know. They're on the local network where, you know, you can't even find that cable, that channel on cable, because you got to search for that cable, you know, that channel too. So it's a little annoying. It would be nice to kind of go a little bit back to the old days when the Cubs were only on this channel and the Sox were on whatever channel they were on.
Business isn't like that anymore. It's a big deal now to, you know, have all that stuff. So I am a little disappointed, though. I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed in the way the Pirates just kind of fell off this year. I was really looking forward to them getting into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they haven't done it since I was a kid. So it was, you know, I think that was about 3 stadiums ago. you know, I don't know. They seem to have had a million stadiums. I think they haven't done anything since Three Rivers, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, I think they're, you know, like one more good pitcher away from, you know, possibly contending. I think they need a big ace, a big stud pitcher to help them out.
Oh, yeah. Cole Hamels.
Yeah, you know, somebody, well, except I think they didn't end up re-signing him. You know, there'll be some guys out there, you know, that maybe, you know, again, you know, the question, though, is can they afford it, or, you know, do they just have to hope that one of their guys develops? I know they were big on Charlie Morton, and I don't think he's pitched for them all year.
No, that name sounds, you know, it rings a bell, but haven't really heard much about him. You know,
yeah, I honestly don't think he's pitched a game for them all season. I'm kind of drawing a blank. You know, so if he's going to turn up injury prone, that's not going to help him, because I think he was a higher draft pick. And, you know, like James McDonald seems to just run out of gas. He pitched really well in the first half and it's just kind of bombed in the second half. So, you know, maybe the full year of work will help him and he'll hold on better next year. But, they should have a record over 500, and that's a positive step, at least in, you know, a direction.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been fortunate enough to get to Pittsburgh. It's a great baseball stadium. It's pretty cool. people seem great. You know, it'd be kind of cool to see them do something because, you know, nothing's going to happen in Chicago for at least 5 years with the Cubs.
Yeah, we got 4 more years until the Cubs win it all, buddy. You only got 4 more years to wait.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, the next the next presidential election, maybe we can vote for a new Cubs team or something. I don't know. You know, I'm surprised that they weren't able to afford to go after a guy like Josh Beckett, and the only reason I want to bring him up is, you know, because of the whole Dodgers deal. But in last night's game, he was thrown out from right field. So, you know, on a single.
Well, you know, he's not used to running the bases, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you got to give it to the guy. You know, I thought maybe he was being lazy, but they showed him as soon as he dropped that bat, he was, you know, hustling. You know, he was running down that baseline, but he got thrown out. So I thought that was a little funny. It is still weird. It's still weird to see Josh Beckett in Dodger blue. It's just, you know, I don't know. He's been with the Bo Sox for so long. Just that's what you think, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, did he pitch decently at least? Did they get anything out of him on the mound?
I mean, you know, he only gave up 2 runs yesterday, so that's not too bad. And the last game I've seen him pitch, he pitched pretty well. So, you know, obviously he's got a better diet. He's not drinking beer and eating fried chicken.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, it's the West Coast. You know, they got sushi and all that stuff out there. You know.
Yeah. Fish tacos. You know.
Yo.
Light beer. Well, or, you know, maybe, you know, he's an older guy. Maybe he's got back issues and he's got his medical marijuana card. I don't know, you know.
I don't know. I thought they were going to outlaw all that stuff, so.
Well, you know, it's not a performance-enhancing drug, so I don't see what the problem would be.
Well, we don't know. It could be. You never know. So.
Well, you know, the rumor is Tim Lincecum stopped doing that, and that's why he lost 20 pounds over last season, so I don't figure.
Yeah, you know, it's always something. That's just kind of how it is, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but...
Sorry there, Dan. You kind of stopped, and then you started, and I hit the button, and you started talking again. I was like, damn it, I did it to Dan again. So, as we get to tell by the music, Mr. Fantasy he's only a couple minutes late. He's from the Dan school of showing up on time. So, you know. I think he's there. Has he spoken?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
How you doing?
Jeez. I was late one time. Give me a hard time.
Yeah, but you're late. So, you know, when your employees are late for work one time, you'd probably give them part time, right?
I need to fire them.
Well, we're not paying you, so we can't fire you, you know, so.
You can just not take my call you can ban me.
Yeah, I could just leave you on hold and, you know, so.
Now, I know the Bears lost last night, but, you know, if this were last Friday and we would have asked you Bears or Packers, would you have taken the Bears?
I don't know if I would have or not. I always have a hard time with that game. I probably would have went Packers.
Wow.
The reason being,
yeah.
Big Jack and I were having this conversation earlier today. What, you know, the Bears, since they got Brandon Marshall, forgot what their identity is, and they forgot their running team first. They averaged more than 4 yards a carry both games so far, and they come out and throw first. You know, I don't get it. I'm so frustrated with them right now.
Yeah, well, you know, you guys have changed my perspective on football now that I'm a fantasy guy, so I can get a left with the offense does as long as Robbie Gould kicks a point at a field goal. The 40 yards or more, or if Charles Tillman and his backup, the cornerback, you know, play and tackle, you know. I'm looking at it a little different now because of you guys, but, you know.
Wow, so you're rooting for them not to get in the end zone, so you can get your 3 points, plus if it's a long field goal, the extra bonus points for being a long field goal. You're a horrible fan. I'd rather go 0-16 in fantasy sports or watch the Bears win than to, you know, win my league.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'd much rather win my league.
In true Chicago fashion, you know, picking up one guy who has a name that the nation might recognize isn't going to win a championship. So, I'm sorry, but I still don't have a lot of faith in the Bears. I've never had a lot of faith in Jay Cutler, and I think Urlacher is kind of on the way out. You know, we need some youth and experience. That makes no sense what I just said.
Yeah, I was going to say that made absolutely no sense, but okay.
I've never heard somebody contradict themselves so much in like 2 words.
We need youthful experience. That's what we're looking for. So.
We need a Bryce Harper.
Yes. We need the Bryce Harper of football. So. Yeah, well, you know, I know everybody was excited when the Bears brought in Brandon Marshall, but I never really heard anybody mention the idea that, I don't remember if it was last year or the year before, he led the NFL in dropped passes. So, they kind of forgot that part.
Well, I mean, when they signed him, it didn't seem like we even talked about Brandon Marshall football. All we talked about was Brandon Marshall, the head case. You know, he's you know, in Chicago now, he's doing community service and he's meeting with psychological people and, you know, he punched a lady or he didn't punch a lady. You know, we didn't talk anything about football. So, I mean, did they just hire the guy for, you know, press? You know what I mean? Because if they wanted press, all they need to do is have Jay Cutler go out with another famous, you know, actress or something, you know.
Well, no, I think he married that one, and I don't think she's an actress.
Yeah. Well, yeah, whatever. You know, Brian Urlacher with Paris Hilton, or, you know, whatever, reality stars. I mean, when are we going to stop looking for press and looking for players who are going to win the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, Marshall's a talented guy, but, you know, like all wide receivers, I mean, you know, look at Chad Johnson or T.O. or anything like that. They all have issues.
Well, they all seem to flame out pretty easily, too. Or is that just me?
I don't know. I was waiting for Mr. Fantasy to comment.
I'm going, you know, I was thinking when you said that, and I go, there's tons of guys out there. You know, Wes Welker, the guy doesn't, you know, you don't hear anything off the field about that guy. And there's lots of other guys around the league like that. I don't think they're all like that. There's a select few prima donnas out there, but there's a lot of really good, you know, players, there's wide receivers that aren't head cases and you don't hear stuff like that about, so.
Well, let me ask you this. Why didn't Mushin Muhammad not work out here?
He was old.
Is that all it was?
Yeah, his better days, I believe, were past him when he got here.
But who were they getting him? Who was getting him the ball?
Well, yeah, I mean, I noticed that when he played, he, you know, it seemed like he would get maybe 2 or 3 passes the whole game. And, you know,
we had Rex Grossman. We had Rex Grossman. I don't want to hear it. Okay. Rex took the Bears to a Super Bowl. Okay. What's Jay Cutler done for the Bears?
Kyle Orton took the Bears to the Super Bowl.
Hold on. I'm calling shenanigans here. Rex Grossman didn't take us anywhere. Who started and got us to the playoffs? There you go. And if anybody to say that, John, you're the one who constantly reminds me, Kyle Orton got the Bears to the playoffs. Whenever somebody bashes him, you always tell me that. So I'm just calling shenanigans on you here.
Hey, Rex Grossman was a stud, all right? So
All I got to say is when Rex Grossman got hurt, there was a veteran quarterback. I can't think of his name. He played for the Rams. Then he went to Arizona, and he did awesome. They could have picked him up, but they didn't. They had Kyle Orton. Kyle Orton took him all the way to the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl. Oh, let's put in the guy who hasn't played a single game all year. And, what happens? We lose. Big surprise. So then you trade away for you trade him to wherever to Denver for Jay Cutler, and all we've seen is sacks and interceptions. So.
But they didn't just put him in a Super Bowl. He still played regular season games, and we had shored up the playoffs. And he, if I remember correctly, Rex Grossman played every playoff game, didn't he?
Either way, Rex got him to the Super Bowl. That's bottom line. That's it. So.
Well, I mean, technically, since Chicago is a defense place and a running game, what does a quarterback really need to do in Chicago? Because they don't pass.
Yeah, but the
even
NFL
if they are a great answer.
The NFL has changed. It's a passing man's league now. You can't win running the ball.
Well, maybe we'll see Jay Cutler actually pass the ball this season without, six interceptions a game.
The two best.
Oh, come on. It was only four. Relax. It was only four.
Two of the best teams in football run first and play defense.
Yeah, you keep telling me that, and I don't believe it.
Actually, there's three. I'm thinking of three right now. I'm thinking.
Yeah,
Houston,
you keep telling me that. I don't believe it.
And 49ers.
Who?
Those are for Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens, San Francisco 49ers, all run
yes,
first.
I don't believe it. I would give you the Niners, but I don't believe anything else. So.
Hey, I picked up Ray Lewis from the Ravens, so.
He doesn't play offense, We're not talking about that.
If Mike Ditka was the coach, he could.
He could. Joe Flacco threw 30 passes on Monday night. That's not a run-first team.
How many carries did Ray Rice get?
I don't know. How many carries did he get?
He probably got 20 carries.
I bet he didn't get 30.
You might be right, but...
So they threw more than they were. So what you're saying is they threw the ball more than they ran the ball. Right? Is that what you were saying there? I'm sorry, Dan coughed on you.
Sorry.
I'm saying they came out running the ball, playing defense, then they started throwing the ball.
So you're not saying they threw the ball more than they ran the ball?
No, they probably did throw the ball more than they ran the ball. I'm trying to find.
Do you think who gets the possession at the beginning of the game kind of dictates what you're going to do? Because I don't know, the whole time clock, playing with the time clock, you want to run the ball so that you keep the clock running and you have more possession time. Is that kind of how it works? Or
no, that has nothing to do with it.
Oh, shut up. I thought my theory had some validity to it.
No.
It might have. Well, it's good to you. That's what's important.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I guess my big question is, who's going to do better this weekend? Mark Sanchez or Eli Manning?
Yeah. Well, that's why Mr. Fantasy's here. You have to ask him those things. And
I know.
He should be able to answer them for you.
I don't think that Mark Sanchez is, as much as I think the Steelers aren't the team that John thinks they are, Mark Sanchez is in for a world of hurt this weekend. I don't think that he's anywhere near as good as he played last week.
Why not?
Because his track record says he's not.
Oh.
He hasn't ever been this good before. And I'm stand corrected here. I'm looking at last week's stats. He got two touchdowns, but he only had 10 carries for 70 yards.
Who did?
Ray Rice.
Oh, wow. And Flacco threw the ball, 29 times?
21. He threw 29, yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking receiving, and he got less than four receptions. So they were throwing it to him in the backfield either.
Well, that doesn't count as a carry, so.
The running game screens and that are still part of your running game.
No, that doesn't count as running the football, okay? Just because you want it to and you need it to point, and you needed to prove your point doesn't mean we're going to count it here, all right?
Well, let me ask you this.
Screens are all part of the running game.
Yeah.
Okay. If you have Tim Tebow and you play him this weekend, even though he's probably not going to start as a quarterback, but he gets time in as a tight end or a running back or let's just throw him in the defense for no reason, you get points for that? You know, if he gets a reception, just kind of wondering how that works.
As long as he scores points, you get them.
But you remember, the only place you can start him is as your quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. If he catches, you know, say Mark Sanchez throws a pass to him at tight end and he catches it, do you get the points?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You get the reception and the yardage points. I mean, it's part of, you know, it's part of the game. You know, it's just like saying, you know, on one of those four picks Jay Cutler threw on last night, if, you know, depending on who made the tackle, like if you had Matt Forte or Michael Bush and they made the tackle, you would actually get the points that go involved for them making the tackle.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all, you know, it's always, you know, you always get those little extra bonuses if you get a quarterback who throws big picks because your guys can make tackles.
Oh, so if you have Bears offensive players, they could possibly score tackles for you.
Yes.
Oh.
So they may be able to score a lot of tackles for you depending on how the season turns out after last night. So,
To answer your question, I got a question for you. The Buccaneers last week, they were made to look like the 85 Bears. They looked unstoppable. Do you think they're that good?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't think they looked that good.
Well, the team they went against got how many yards rushing?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention, but I didn't think they looked that good.
They had less than 20 yards rushing, the team they played.
Wow.
Well, yeah, but how many attempts did they have, and how many carries do you know? I mean, that all, you know, what was the score of the game? I mean, that all factors into what's going on with a game.
Yeah, I can't take a team serious that's owned by a soccer team. I'm sorry, it just doesn't work.
Jeez, come on.
Well, my point is, you know, I don't think they were anywhere near as good as they seemed last week, and I think the Giants are going to expose them. And I think the Jets are going to be exposed that they're not as good as they were. I think they're going to score some points, but they're not going to run the score up like they did last week. I don't think Mark Sanchez is the guy to play. If I'm playing either Sanchez or Eli Manning this week, I'm playing Eli.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm just a little partial to the Jets because I watched a few too many games and I don't know, and you know, and it's not just you. I read that. I've read that everywhere about Mark Sanchez. So I'm just kind of sitting and waiting. I wish Eli Manning's bye week was coming up, but it's not. It's not till week 11. So
I would be more concerned about all the guys that are doubtful and are out on your roster this week than I would be about starting Mark Sanchez over Eli Manning.
Oh, excuse me.
But I don't have any guys who are doubtful or out.
I know, but Dan's whole roster is doubtful and out. I was looking at it a little bit ago.
No, actually, I've been updating it because last week I had a whole defense of nothing. So, you know, I was able to pick up Ray Lewis, who hopefully, you know, does more than what he's projected.
Well, here. Let's go through your roster real quick. Pierre Garçon is questionable.
Really? What the hell?
Dustin Teller's out. Jerome Simpson's not even on a team right now.
Jerome Simpson is on the Vikings. He's just suspended for the first two games.
Okay, he's suspended.
He's on bench.
Count him. Daniel Thomas is out. Brandon Jacobs is questionable right now. So that's like his entire offense there.
Yeah.
So,
but he picked up Ray Lewis.
Well, you know, you're going to have to break it down by position because I don't even know half the guys on my team.
Okay,
for Eli and Sanchez.
Pierre Garçon's one of your wide receivers from Washington. He's questionable.
Yeah, I remember him. Why is he questionable? He played awesome last week. What the hell happened?
Got hurt on that long touchdown run.
So then Dustin Teller's out. He's your tight end from the New York Jets.
Damn. Oh, yeah, I was looking for another tight end. I forgot about that.
So I guess those are your only two starters, but then your replacements for Pierre Garçon is Jerome Simpson. And then you got to choose between Michael Jenkins and Darius Reinid, Tennessee wide receiver. So you got to make a decision there. And then you don't have a tight end on your bench.
What about the guy who doubles as a wide receiver and a running back?
What about him?
Is he even going to play this weekend?
He played last week. He didn't score a lot, but he got touches. He scored like 7 in our league.
Oh, that's not bad considering what some guys score.
I've been trying to keep up with it. I'm seeing what Big Jack means about it being difficult to find guys in a 20-man league because, as far as the offense goes, everyone's pretty much taken, it seems.
Well, you can make trades. I know Mr. Fantasy was excited to trade with you for a LeSean McCoy, so, you know.
How do I know about this? Who has LeSean McCoy, do I?
You do, yeah.
That's my running back, right?
Yeah.
He was the number one pick. Jeez. Yeah, I don't know where he put him on my roster, though.
Wow.
You know, maybe he'd give you his, starting tight end or something for him, you know.
Oh, but then I'd have to be out of the running back, right?
I don't know. I'm not he's looking at your roster, I'm not, so I don't know what's going on with it, you know.
Well, you know, seeing as I'm powered by the largest 4G network in the country that doesn't allow you to talk on the phone and use the internet, I can't check it myself at the same time right now.
There's a wonderful thing called an iPad. And that works great.
Oh,
they
I have
an
one of those too. But my the facilities I am in will not grant me access to the Wi-Fi passcode because the guy who's kind of my boss, not really, but got me the job is a giant badge. I could say that. It's pretty... That's pretty much it. Otherwise, I'd have my iPad popped open with the Yahoo Fantasy Football app open that is pretty easy to use. And I was telling Big Jack the other night that after this season, I don't know about baseball, but I'm definitely going to get my dad, I'm going to make my dad, join our league next year or a league next year and see, see what he thinks.
The football league?
Yeah, well, if there's any room.
Oh, there's always. We'll find room for your dad.
Yeah.
As long as your cousin doesn't join, we're okay.
No, Or Paulie T.
He can't join.
He said he was going to join this year.
Yeah, he says a lot of things he doesn't do. So...
Yeah, I believe you started the Sports Time Radio one, but I was so confused. I thought I signed up for it, but I signed up for the big league. I don't know.
What did you think of the first week?
Honestly, it made football a little bit more exciting. Well, it made the other games more exciting to watch than just watching the Bears, So it kind of keeps you on your toes and I know a lot about baseball, and I know a lot more guys in baseball than I do in football. So, I don't know, it's keeping me, getting me back into the sport, and it's making it exciting again because, working all week and come Sunday, I don't want to do anything. So, it's actually making it fun. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll see next year about a money league. I don't know. you know, it just seems that our friends that are still, you know, into wrestling and, you know, watching it and participating can't keep up with the fantasy thing. They can't quite grasp it, but hey, this is a lot easier on the body, and it's still fun.
So now that were you sad when you saw that you lost?
Oh yeah, especially because it was your brother.
Nobody loses to my brother. That's horrible.
Yeah. Well, you know, then I am officially the Chicago Cubs of this fantasy league. You know, I guess it's better than being the Houston Astros of this league, but I'm only one step ahead. So I'm hoping to pull out this Sunday and beat the Bangkok Zombie. So, you know, Robbie Gold. Go ahead.
He's been in the league for a while. This guy, I haven't seen his team yet, but he's you know, pretty good, you know, manager. So,
yeah, oddly enough, I'm actually playing him in our baseball playoffs right now. The big 20 team baseball playoffs. So,
well, you know, in this fantasy, you know, it's kind of like a live action video game where you don't have to actually play the game. you can kind of get what I mean. So, I think this is what you would want. This is what we used to do as kids when, you know, we got the new Madden, and, you know, I'd play my cousin. You got to create your all pro team because, you know, he creates his own guy that's, you know, 7'7" and 1,000 pounds and can, you know, run through a line, you know, with ease. So you got to scoop up all the players, which I wanted to ask because I was a little disappointed. What do you think, how's Randy Moss going to do this season? You know, they weren't covering him too much on, you know, Sunday, and he was kind of sneaking in there for some good passes. How do you think he's going to pan out this season? Because I'm going to try to, you know, hustle him away from the Hawk, maybe. But,
I think he's going to be a role player. I mean, Crabtree's their number one over there, right, John? You agree with that?
Yeah, sure.
And okay. And, you know, I think he's going to be a role player. That's what he did, you know, the first game. You know, he came in certain situations, red zone situations, and, you know, he was a recipient of he was wide open on the touchdown he scored. I think that's the kind of thing you're going to see. I think he's going to be, if you need him, you know, a third receiver, he's going to be worth a look at. But, you know, you don't want him. If he's your number one, I think you're in trouble.
Okay.
And, you know, they are a run first team, so.
Yeah, so the guy to have on there is Frank Gore, is who you want.
Oh, what about Kendall Hunter?
What about him?
Well, he got quite a few carries last week, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's going to, you know, if you have any part of their running game, you're going to be fine. And, you know, if you own a piece of their Vernon Davis, I think you're in good shape. I mean, those are the three guys to really have over there.
What about Mario Manningham? Out and sign him as a free agent, you know.
Yeah, because they want to open up the offense a little bit. But, you know, I'm not, it's kind of hard. It's like, I know Julio Jones had a huge first week, but I'm not willing to say he's a better option than Roddy White yet. You know, just because they bring him in, he was the third receiver in that New York offense last year. Until he proves himself, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not saying he's a number one receiver. You know, he's not a gamble.
Julio Jones or Roddy White? How do we get from the Falcons to the Niners to the Falcons?
No, I'm saying Mario. I was saying we were talking about, you know, the free agent that they signed in San Francisco this, you know, over the, in the offseason.
Then he started talking. Then he started talking about Julio Jones, and
no, I'm just saying people are saying this is the best option until they prove it. I'm not willing to buy into it. This year, all you heard was the hype that Julio Jones was the guy to have in Atlanta, and I still believe in Roddy White. Until somebody comes in and proves they're that, you know, I'm not going to buy just because you hear all the experts say, oh, he's, you know, he's going to be the guy to have. That's what my point was, you know, and there's, you know, just because they brought him in, he was the third, you know, he was the third option in New York. Let him prove himself before you start making him a number one receiver.
I thought he was the second option in New York.
No. Last year was Victor Cruz and, I can't even think of his name now. Damn names.
Okay. All right, we'll wait for you.
Yeah, it won't come to me.
It's not like we're live on air or anything. We'll just wait for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can throw me a bone here, but he was the third option over there.
Yeah. Okay, well, we believe you. We'll take your word for it. So,
okay.
Because Dan and I are like that. You know, we're upstanding human beings. And
I know is, Randy Moss is probably one of my, I don't know, part of the reason I would click the Vikings, him and Culpepper, and now that he's in the Niners jersey, I could definitely move to San Francisco with the Giants playing as awesome as they are and the 49ers.
We had this conversation last night, Dan. You can't move to San Francisco because it gets cold at night. All right?
No, that's Floriano. He don't like it.
Oh. Terrible.
What do you think about that movie, Fantasy?
Mr. Fantasy's going, what the hell are they talking about? Yeah, that's our inside joke there, Mr. Fantasy, because Soriano wouldn't accept a trade to the Giants because it gets cold at night.
Yeah, no, I got it. I picked up on it.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
All right. So I understand how you get, so we wanted to make sure we explained it to you and everything was okay.
Yeah, so, we're getting quick, so we got to run through week two. Well, we got the first game out of the way. For Sunday, we got to do our picks so you can write a blog.
Oh, yeah, no, I got the schedule up, so we can do them whenever you guys are ready. But I'm more interested in the fact that somehow, and I don't think anybody's going to believe this when they hear this, but Dan won week one.
Yay.
Yeah, we didn't do bad as a group, though. It was, what was he, 10? What was, he had 10 wins? He picked 10 wins?
I apologize, Dan. I didn't have any applause or any music or anything like that to play for you. So, it just kind of went dead there. So, Dan actually went 10-5, and Mr. Fantasy and I went 9-6. So, Dan has a game lead on us going into week two. So we'll have to see how this all plays out and in week two here as I try to write in the dark, which is very interesting, let me tell you.
Well, I'll have to upload some applause later on or some good old sound effects. For next week.
Dan brought up an interesting point earlier in the week. I think him and I were just talking. What does the winner get from this? We should put something up between the three of us.
Mr. Fantasy, thank you. That was meant for you.
Yeah.
Well, nobody's going to run away and hide after week two. Think about it next weekend. Let's throw our ideas out there and come up with what the winner gets.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, okay. I was,
How about if you win, Mr. Fantasy, you take me and Big Jack to Seattle and sit in the King's Court? What?
There you go.
If I win, I have to take you guys to Seattle.
Yeah,
I like that idea. That sounds good for me. So.
Wow. Somehow I feel like I'm getting robbed. And if John wins, I should take him to Seattle too, right?
Yeah, and then I think if I win, you should take Dan and I to Seattle to sit in the King's Court. And then if Dan wins, I think you got to take us to San Francisco at night to just see how cold it is. So
you could just go to weather.com and put in San Francisco, and it'll tell you.
Just not the same though if you're not there.
Yeah, well, since you brought up, the iPad, I already have the Weather Channel app uploaded, and it has cool graphics. If it's windy out, the trees are blowing in the wind.
Yes, it does. Now, here's my thing. I told John earlier in the week when he broke the news to me that you picked better than us last week. I said, how does the guy who picks by the way the uniforms look beat us?
Psychic intuition.
Yeah. All right, Dan, since you were the big winner last week, I'll let you pick first. The first game on our schedule, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at the New York Giants. Who you got?
Oh, the Giants.
All right, Mr. Fantasy?
I'm going with Giants also.
Yeah, and look at that. We all agree as I take the Giants as well. Even though, you know, the Bucs are 1-0, guys. You sure somebody doesn't want to change?
Yeah.
You know?
I have Eli.
All right, Dan. Game two, the Houston Texans are at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Texans.
Okay, so Dan's taking Houston. Mr. Fantasy?
Houston.
Oh, boy. Well, we're starting out kind of boring here. Is everybody? I'm taking Houston as well.
Hey, did you notice when we were picking the Bucs and the Giants? You took the Giants because Eli Manning is his fantasy quarterback.
Hey, you know, nothing like supporting your team, man, okay? So, all right, game three. The Cleveland Browns are at the Cincinnati Bengals. So, Dan, you are up first.
Flip the coin. I'm going with the Bengals.
All right, Mr. Fantasy?
This sucks. The Bengals.
Really?
Yeah, this does suck because I'm taking the Bengals, too.
Whoa.
So,
quick cut.
This is very odd. All right, next game is the Kansas City Chiefs are at the Buffalo Bills. So, Dan, who you got?
The Chiefs are going to bring down that tomahawk shot.
All right, so you're taking the Chiefs?
Yeah.
Mr. Fantasy?
I'm going with the Bills.
All right. I actually, too, have the Bills, and I have the Bills because Ryan Fitzpatrick, is my fantasy quarterback. So I need to take Buffalo. So, all right. The Baltimore Ravens are at the Philadelphia Eagles. Dan, who you got?
Ray Lewis is just going to sack everybody, so the Ravens.
Did you see a trend here?
Yeah, Dan only picks his fantasy guys. Hey, you know, if it works for him, what the hell? Mr. Fantasy?
I'm going with the Ravens, too.
All right. And I am actually going with Philadelphia at home. So we will see how that works out for me. All right. I don't even know if I really have to ask Dan this one. But the next game, Dan, is the Minnesota Vikings at the Indianapolis Colts.
Ooh,
so we got Dan.
Yeah, I got to go with the Vikings because the Colts couldn't even beat the Bears. So.
And Mr. Fantasy?
I'm going with the Colts.
All right, and I am actually going with the Vikings because I think AP is going to run for about 200 yards, even though Mr. Fantasy doesn't believe in him. So
all the reports were last week that 10 carries maximum, and he probably wasn't going to play, and then he just went crazy.
Yeah, he did. All right, moving on, Dan. The Oakland Raiders are at the Miami Dolphins. What do you got there?
Two teams. Damn. Wait, Oakland's going to Miami? I'm going to go with Miami.
All right. Not bad logic, actually, Dan. I'm surprised there. Mr. Fantasy?
What was his logic? I missed it.
That Oakland is traveling across the country to play.
Yeah, but the Raiders are still going to beat the Dolphins.
All right, and I'm actually taking the Raiders as well. So here's all our differing points. All right, let's see. We got the New Orleans Saints at the Carolina Panthers. Dan, of course, you start.
I think the Saints are going to come marching in.
All right. Mr. Fantasy?
Wow, what a horrible way to say it. But, yeah, I think I'm going with the Saints, too.
Yeah, I am also going with the Saints, so we're matched there. We move along here. The Arizona Cardinals go to New England to play the Patriots. Dano, who you got?
Oh, the Patriots and Tom Brady.
Yeah, Mr. Fantasy?
The Cardinals would make me look bold and stupid, so I'm going to go with the Patriots.
Well, they make you look stupid. I don't know about bold. But I am going with the Patriots as well because I don't think the Cardinals have a chance. Let's see. As we keep going, the Washington Redskins are at the St. Louis Rams.
Redskins.
So, Dan, who you got, the Redskins?
Yeah.
Mr. Fantasy?
I'm going to go Redskins.
And why do you have the Redskins? Because Robert Griffin's your fantasy quarterback?
Well,
the third.
Yeah, that's not why I have them.
I am taking the Redskins as well. We move along. The Dallas Cowboys are at the Seattle Seahawks. Dan, who you got?
The Cowboys.
Mr. Fantasy, who you got?
I get the Cowboys, too.
All right. And since it's in Seattle, I, of course, am taking the Seahawks because they will win. All right. The Tennessee Titans are at the San Diego Chargers.
Ooh.
All right, Dano, you're up first.
Shot in the dark. Chargers.
Okay, you're shooting in the dark. Mr. Fantasy?
It's not in your hard pick, the Chargers.
All right, I am also going with the Chargers.
And just for the record, who's your fantasy running back?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh, mine is Chris Johnson, yeah. Hey, after the way it played last week, it couldn't get any worse, right? Or could it? So, all right, the New York Jets, Dan, look at that, are at the Pittsburgh Steelers. So who you got?
I'm going to take, the Jets.
All right. Mr. Fantasy?
Despite all the injuries and how much I tell you they're not going to do 14-2 this year, this is going to be one of their victories, so we're going Steelers.
Yeah, I am also taking the Steelers. And, okay, this will be an interesting game. The Detroit Lions at the San Francisco 49ers. Dan?
49ers.
Yeah,
Mr. Fantasy?
I don't think there's much intrigue about this one. Lions didn't look good last week. I'm going 49ers.
Yeah, I'm taking the 49ers as well just because they're at home and they looked pretty good last week. And the Monday night game this week, we only have one to worry about, is the Denver Broncos at the Atlanta Falcons. So, Dan, who you got?
Are the Broncos starting, you know, Manning or whoever?
Yeah, Peyton Manning will start. There's nothing wrong with him.
Okay, we'll go with the Broncos.
All right, Mr. Fantasy?
I'm going Falcons.
Ooh.
All right, I am also going to go with the Falcons, so we have to catch up with Dan somehow, so I can't pick all the games like he does.
So, Michael Vick, he still plays with the Eagles?
Yes, he plays for the Eagles, not the
Eagles.
Did he get hurt? I thought
no.
I heard something.
No, he did not.
He got stupid, but he's not hurt.
They played like crap, but he didn't get hurt. So,
he wasn't on a treadmill or getting shocked, electroshocked.
Well, he might have been. That was the 50 Cent video you were watching before the show, Dan. That wasn't Michael Vick.
Oh.
So, I understand the confusion. I will do what I did last week, and I will put the picks up on the blog, wordpress.com, search Sports Time Radio, or go there through the Sports Time Radio Facebook page, and I'll keep a running total. You know, I'll list that Dan was 10-5, and Mr. Fantasy and I were 9-6, and I'll put up these picks and keep everybody updated if you want to play along with us or keep score, so that'll be fun.
Hey, and our one by is there another Thursday night game next week?
The Thursday night game is, it's the Ravens at somebody, isn't it? I heard them pubbing it. It might be the Ravens and the Giants. Let's see if I can find it real quick.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. I'll let you know in a second here. The Thursday night game is the Giants and the Panthers.
Okay, the Giants and the Panthers. Yeah, I heard them pubbing it. So.
You know who I'm going with.
Yeah, and you got to take the Giants because Eli Manning's your fantasy quarterback. I understand. That's good logic, man. I'm not kidding you. So, you know, I mean, that was one of the reasons I didn't play Ryan Fitzpatrick last week, because I thought the Jets defense would shut them down, and he ended up scoring better than the guy I started, but I still got lucky and won. And I mean lucky, I won by like a point and some. So,
wow.
But we're going to go rolling into overtime here. So if you stick with us, I know we didn't talk much baseball with the three of us, but I had what for some reason was an interesting baseball topic to me I want to discuss with you guys, and I wanted to see kind of get your input on it and see what kind of players you thought were involved. And I don't know why this popped into my head. I just haven't been sleeping this week. But between the three of us, I was trying to think how many Japanese players who have came over and just been complete busts. Can you think of the guys who came over and which guys worked out and which guys didn't? I mean, obviously Ichiro has been the best one out of all of them.
And would you say Fukudome is the worst out of all of them?
No, I think there's actually been guys worse than Fukudome.
You know, I'm thinking it's easier to name the Japanese players that came over and were successful, because I think, you know, there's fewer of those than that were unsuccessful.
How many do you consider successful? I mean, I would be interested in knowing that.
Well, I think it depends on for how long your criteria is. Like Shingo Takatsu was, he was successful for 2 years with the
Red
Sox.
I only thought it was 1 year. I see, like him, I don't consider a success. He's more a flash in the pan.
Okay.
I would have given you Hideki Nomo as being a successful guy, but I don't think I'd give you Shingo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends on your definition. I mean, he was that year. You know, I think it part of the second year after the championship, he was still, you know, he was still good, and then he kind of faded at the end of the year, but. Yeah, I'm trying to think of some other guys, you know, that were really standout, and there's not a lot of them.
No, that's why, you know, I was thinking, you know, Dan, I mean, who do you think, Dan?
Well, I mean, Daisuke was supposed to be one of them. I don't really know how that panned out. I mean, that's a hard thing to me,
I don't know about you guys, but to me, he's a total boss.
Yeah, he is, definitely.
You know, with the money they paid him and the numbers he's produced and the injuries, to me, he's a total bust.
There's a guy that the Sox had. I can't think of his name. It's going to kill me. He's down in the minor leagues now, but he should have been. There was a T-shirt. I can't think of his damn name. Tadahito?
Well,
no, that's.
Yeah, Tadahito. What was the second baseman's last name there, Mr. Fantasy? Tadahito Suguchi, right?
Yep, it was Tadahito Suguchi.
So,
I mean,
you know, I noticed he was really good in the situations the Sox needed him for, you know, like moving runners over or getting a bunt down, and he was real good defensively, but he wasn't a great player. And the minute he left Chicago and got out of that role, he stunk.
Yeah.
Well, remember,
you know, that
yeah.
I don't even know if you guys will remember this guy. Do you remember all the money the Yankees paid Hideki Arabu, and he was horrible?
Was he pretty recent?
He may have been one of the first guys to come over that, you know, they did the bidding on and everything, and the Yankees paid huge money for him, and I don't even know if they got 10 wins out of him. He was so bad. He bounced around to a few other different teams and, you know, put up a little bit of numbers here and there. Guys were always willing, you know, teams are always willing to take a chance on you. But, yeah, it's just he was such a bust. And it's just weird, you know, the difference in leagues.
Yeah, well, and it's hard, I think, because we're in the middle and the Japanese. We don't get a whole lot in the Midwest, but you see it on the East and the West a little bit more, especially with the East having a little bit more money due to having the four-letter network pump them up so much or whatever. And, you know, the West Coast having a huge Asian population, I think that helps a little bit. But how do you rate Hideki Matsui?
Well, hang on. Let me tell you about Hideki Arabu first, because I actually went out and looked up his stats, okay? He pitched from 1997 to 2002,
with three teams. He spent 3 years with the Yankees, 2 years with the Montreal Expos. Yes, folks, there used to be a team in Montreal. And 1 year with the Texas Rangers. He was 34 and 35 with a 5.15 ERA.
Oh. Yeah, that's a huge bust.
So, yeah,
three teams in 5 years, that sounds more like a bullpen.
He did actually save 16 games 1 year for the Rangers. The year he was in Texas, he did save 16 games. So that was about it for him.
Well, and I think that's what made the whole Yu Darvish, December deal kind of exciting and scary. If you're a Rangers fan, I think it's kind of scary because what was it, $25 or $50 million just to negotiate the rights to sign him? And then that's not including his contract, which it's working. It seems to be working down there. He's not on TV every single day like, Jeremy Lin was. But I don't know. Do you think the age has a difference to play? Because when Fukudome came over, he was much older. And sorry, Mr. Fantasy, I do not understand why the hell the White Sox even bothered to pick him up. I mean, you open the Tribune, they have the Sun Times, there's the Cubs and the Sox. You should know that the guy didn't do anything, and he's not – I think that was the hard part. He's not an everyday player, so, maybe his fit was better in the American League, but he didn't even seem to make any noise when he moved to the Indians and the White Sox. I think they released him, right?
Yeah, actually, the Yankees just released him out of their minor league system.
Did he start the season playing with the White Sox?
He started with the White Sox, and they released him. And I think the Yankees signed him to a minor league deal, and he was there until it was just last week or 2 weeks ago. They just let him go. I think the deal was that they would bring him up on September 1st or release him, and when they didn't want to bring him up, they just let him go.
Yeah.
All right, well, here, I've got a list of players for you, okay? And I'll go through here and make it easier for you. Some of them are current. Some of them go back a little bit.
Wait, are you saying I can't remember? Is that what you're trying to tell us? Huh?
No, I'm just saying here, I'm just going to go through, and you guys, and for argument's sake, you can go through these guys. I got Ichiro Suzuki, which we think was the best guy. Yu Darvish obviously just came up, and he's having the year he's having. Daisuke Matsui. Matsusaka. You got to help me with the pronunciation of some of these.
Okay, here, let me help you. It's pronounced fantasy.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
Kuroda.
Hiroki Kuroda.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
I'm not even going to get this guy's name right. Hagiyama?
Was that?
I'm sorry?
Trying to remember who he is.
What team did he play on?
He played on the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, okay. Wow. He's the relief pitcher.
Correct. Mm.
Yeah.
Hideki Nomo.
Nomo.
I'm just going through all these. Some of these guys, I don't even know who these guys are. I know it's Hideki Nomo, Kiyagawa. He was bringing him up here. He's a Yankee, or he was a Yankee.
I gotta say your pronunciation's so bad, though. I didn't hear the name.
It's K-E-I, and the last name is I-G-A-W-A.
Oh, okay. I remember him, but yeah, I don't think I can pronounce it either.
Yeah.
So, wasn't he a pitcher?
I'm looking here to see if it says what he was. He has to be, just judging by his build.
It just seems to me a lot of the players that come out of Japan are either pitchers or catchers.
Yeah, it seems like a lot just
you know, when Mr. Fantasy went over this list, you know, a lot of these guys just don't work out.
Yeah.
No,
you know.
This guy was acquired for $46 million with the hope he could be a rotation in the rotation, and he never did.
Yeah.
I wish I had $46 million to blow.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice? If you could be a $46 million bust, I think I'd be okay with that. So.
Yep. Well, you know, that was the big thing they were talking about with the Yankees this year. You know, aside from Phil Hughes, you've got Hiroki Kuroda, you know, who came over from the Dodgers, but, you know, can they rely on just those two guys?
Well, they got CeCe back and healthy, so.
Oh, he is back now. But, I mean, that's a three-man rotation, you know, you're looking at.
You only need three guys in the playoffs.
That's true.
So the question is, why do you think that they don't work out here?
I don't know. That's one of those things I was kind of hoping we could talk about. I just don't, you know, I mean, obviously the game is a little different because, you know, the fields there are smaller. I mean, one of Dan's favorite all-time Cubs, Tuffy Rhodes, went over there and hit about 50 home runs one year. So, you know,
it's more than just that the game, the field's a little different. I think the game's a lot different over there. It's more of a team mentality. You know, it seems to be more, you know, you get the guy on, you get him over, you play fundamentally sound baseball. It's a much different game here in the United States, I think.
That's how the White Sox won the World Series.
Yeah.
Playing as a team, which you don't see often at all.
You can't get away with situational players like you can, I think, in Japan. And I think that's a lot of what they have are situational players.
Yeah, but that would explain the position guys, but the pitchers, you know, Nomo does have a couple no-hitters. I think he's got one in each league. He's probably the best pitcher so far to come over, but none of those other guys, I mean, Kiki whatever or whoever, I barely remember him when you said the name.
Yeah.
So, what's the explanation for pitching?
Do you think it's their age because they come over a little bit older as opposed to, you know, Mr. Yu Darvish, who's 24 years old and probably hasn't pitched that long in Japan, but, you know, now he's off to a great start, but he's going to be able to adjust maybe better to the Major League Baseball as opposed to the Japanese baseball?
I mean, that, you know, age might have something to do with it because, yeah, a lot of those guys did come over older, but you would think they'd still be able to put together – you know, 3, 4, or 5 seasons of something if you were good.
Yeah.
See, but I wonder, and I don't know enough about Japanese baseball, this is just my impression from what I do know, that the games aren't really as high scoring as they are here because of the way they play situational baseball more over there, and that maybe because of that their stats look better when they're over there because of the style of baseball. But this, you know, it's not like here everybody's looking to drive the ball. You've got a lot – you know, you've got two monsters on every team that can really, you know, hit home runs and that. I don't know if they have that over there.
No, just the American guys who go over there, you know.
Yeah, but they're over there because they weren't good enough to be over here anymore. That's why they're there. So
guys go over there and put up huge numbers, though, buddy. You got to remember that.
I know, but those are the Americans. They're used to that type of ball. That's why I'm saying we have the guys who are coming over who are Japanese players, they're raised to play a different type of baseball.
Do you think maybe, you know, cultural differences and, you know, time delays that, you know, maybe they're taking their style of play from, say, the 60s or 70s of baseball, you know, when the guys weren't all, you know, I'm not saying that they all are doing it, but, you know, you didn't have guys, you know, pumping steroids and doing all that stuff where you like you said, you had guys playing team baseball. And, you know, and Japanese aren't known for being the biggest people in the world to begin with. So you think that has something to do with it? Or, you know, should they all be taught how to pitch from Tim Lincecum's father? Because, you know, he's I can't tell you exactly what, but they said the way he steps a lot bigger for himself. The way he throws the ball and he steps, it's like for a 6-foot-something guy, where he's only, you know, like 5'3" or whatever he is. I don't know where I just went with that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. It's okay because we're under a minute to go, so you can go wherever you want to, and we can kind of wrap up. And
yeah, well, you know, that's when I ramble on, and you're supposed to, like, make sense out of it, so Mr. Fantasy, you can translate it for him.
Well, no, I have to do it for Mr. Fantasy. I can't do it for you, too. So, you know, jeez. All right, well, Dan and I will be back Sunday. We'll see. Maybe Mr. Fantasy will join us if he's available, and we will talk to you then. So say goodnight, everybody.
Adios.